the world and I were young, just yesterday. Life was such a simple game a child could play. It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong. When a man should stand and fight or just go along.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. Again, I'm playing some Monkees music in memory of Davy Jones and in honor of Mickey Dolan's recent birthday. That particular song is called Shades of Grey, and it is a less well-known song by the Monkees, but I urge you to go to YouTube and listen to it or buy it at iTunes. You will find the lyrics to be timeless. The Monkees were often thought of as a very pop-oriented band and superficial, but they had some of the best talent in music, writing and helping them, and they were individually all pretty darn talented musicians. Some of their songs were written by Neil Diamond before he became a star in his own right, and a lot of other very well-known performers. Davy Jones, by the way, was also evidently quite a wonderful father. Which is good to know. And Mickey Dolenz was a child star. He was in a TV series called Circus Boy that most people don't remember. We are supposed to be having Family Financial Matters with Jim Sheinberg, but Jim Sheinberg is nowhere to be found at the moment. I suspect he will call in shortly. I spoke to him on the way up to the station, and we talked about what he would talk about regarding teens and the show today, and that being the topic. And he reminded me, given that I am now facing a pretty substantial tuition bill for my first son going to college, of something that I have been advocating and spoke about, that is an option that many parents don't often consider but is well worth considering. And that is, it is not necessary for every kid to go to a four-year college right away. I'm talking about, for that matter, it's not necessary for every kid to go to college, but that's a whole other discussion, which I've had on the air before and I've written about. But for those of us whose kids do want to go to college, the value of going to a community college for the first 2 years has value that is double. It has value as far as economic impact and has value as far as maturation. It allows the kid that is starting college to get a lot of the basic courses that he has to take out of the way, and it allows mom and dad to either be able to afford that good college for the junior and senior year, or for the child or the young college freshman not to begin incurring extraordinary debt that they will then carry with them into the first few years of their post-college life. So it's an option that a lot of parents think is not wise, and I would suggest it may be very wise, especially for that young man or woman who is not clear on where they want to go. If a kid knows he wants to be a doctor, if he knows he wants to be an accountant, if he knows he wants to be a lawyer, then maybe there's a reason to really work hard to go to a four-year college. But if he's not sure, or she is not sure, what are the first 2 years of college about? They seem to be about getting drunk, getting stoned, and learning about sex. Well, they could do that at home, under the watch of you. And I'm joking to some degree, but we all hear about these drunken binges that take place at when the kids are away from home. So what would be better if they stayed at home, went to community college, and had to have a job? So now they're working. They're getting a sense of what it costs for life. If they're living at home, maybe they have to contribute financially. And the value of college is really significant to the kid because they have to then value it and understand what it costs. So I would suggest that is a very smart option for our contemporary society, where the cost of college has far outpaced any other segment of the economy. It is ridiculous. There was an article, I believe, in a Northern California paper recently that said, and I'm in California now, it's where I've lived my whole life, and while I love the state, I do not like the politics of California right now, but this article stated that going to a California state university costs more than going to Harvard. And it has created a heck of a stir because the irony is it turned out to be true. Harvard, with its endowments, has a sliding scale of tuition. So the wealthy families, in fact, pay more, and the families that can't afford it end up getting financial aid, so that the average cost for the average Harvard student is actually less than going to a California state college. This is shocking. And it also points to the fact that we as parents need to be really clear about what's going on at college. The other thing that blows my mind is yesterday, my high school freshman and I went in for the first counselor meeting about college. And my young son is a quite academic, unlike his older brother, who whose talent got him into the Berklee College of Music. Most definitely not his grades, and most definitely not his SAT score, because he didn't even take it. But my younger son is a 4.0 student. He's very clear. He requires very little support in the sense of me pushing him. He knows what he has to do. But the counselor basically pulled up his grades and kind of looked at us and said, "Well, all I can do is offer you, the ability to ask me any questions because you are clearly on the right track." Well, I'm happy to hear that. But what she made aware to us is that there are scholarships available that are going unused. There are hundreds and thousands of scholarships that kids can apply for. And in some cases, it might only be a $500 or $1,000 stipend, but that could pay for books. And what's happening is a lot of kids in the middle and upper class societies are not seeking these scholarships. Why? Because they're too lazy. Because what do they have to do for the scholarship? They have to write an essay. That's all they have to do. So I explained to my son, I know you want to go to NYU. But if you get a partial scholarship, the money that you save is money that could go from your family, from us to you, for your first car, for a down payment on a condo. So I want to incentivize him to seek these scholarships. The counselor also shared with us something that just, I am not making this up. She said she had a student last year that got a scholarship because the student had red hair and freckles. Now, I believe this is carrying diversity and political correctness a little too far. I understand that they may want to have more American Indians or more other ethnic groups, but red hair and freckles? A kid got a partial scholarship because they had red hair and freckles. So if that is a criteria for a scholarship, why can't your kid, who might be, like my younger son, hopefully a really good student, qualify for any number of these scholarships? Well, do the work. Make them do the work. There's a college career office on my son's high school. He is going to spend some time there. He's going to get to know the woman that runs it. So by the time he is, God willing, accepted to NYU or chooses another college, because we got two more years before that decision has to be made, I want him to really do his homework, be aware of all the different scholarships, because you need to apply for these scholarships at the same time as you're applying for college. It's not after you get in. That's too late, which, by the way, I did not know until my first son got accepted to Berklee College of Music, that is. So as parents, this whole notion of college and teens and teaching them the awareness of money is incredibly important. And that's really what Jim Sheinberg and I were going to talk about. So he will hopefully be with us another time. Again, I want to come back to the whole notion of there is hope for our teens. It is sometimes very, very, very scary to be the parent of a teen that's going in a crisis. And what often happens is moms have other moms to confide in. Men and dads don't often have other dads to confide in. And this is where Wayne Levine and the work that he does is so valuable. We need other support. Men need other men in their lives. And if your kid's going through a crisis, you can't always get help from your spouse, nor should you. And if it's a boy and it's a boy-related crisis, maybe talking to other men will give you some insight. So that's why I have often advocated the fact that men need other men in their lives, and maybe even more so if they're going through a crisis with their kids and their teens. Like I said earlier, my son was going through a crisis when he was 16, and he came out of it and is, God willing, going to start college in the fall. And he will give me permission to talk and post some blogs and writing about what his crisis was and what he did. sometime in the summer, he told me, when a certain anniversary has taken place. And I am looking forward to sharing some of that with you, so it will hopefully bring you some solace and give you hope if you're going through a crisis. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be back with some closing remarks soon.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.